This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the morning after the unexpected snowfall yesterday. Tongue in cheek, obviously, we expected it. The road crews did not, for what we can tell. We keep hearing nightmare stories of people driving what should have been a 20-minute drive that took 4 or 5 hours.
Yes.
Didn't Nick Schroer say
Senator
that?
Senator Nick Schroer said it took him that long to get from St. Peter's to Defiance.
Well, it's still a mess out there. Sue Thomas is keeping an eye on that for you. And as things pop up this morning, we will bring it to you live. Just give yourself a little extra time, maybe a lot of extra time as you head out the door this morning, because it's certainly some slow going in spots out there in your morning commute. A little later, we're going to get to Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First out of New York. But right now, I want to get you a live update on what's going on with those peace talks between, of course, the U.S. is helping coordinate this between Ukraine and Russia. And we've got Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio on the phone right now. Jonathan, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
So it is Witkoff is the one who's doing the bulk of the work here. Am I correct about that? Is he the one talking to Ukraine and Russia?
Yeah, he has been certainly the person tasked with talking to Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Putin's negotiators. Steve Witkoff is in Moscow today. It is his sixth visit to Russia this year. We understand he's with President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who has been aiding the negotiations. Steve Witkoff also met with Ukrainians at the weekend at his private golf resort in Florida. They were tough negotiations, we understand. But what we understand has come out of that is a refined framework peace agreement, and that is what is being presented to Vladimir Putin today. Steve Witkoff has never been to Kyiv, as far as we understand. Marco Rubio met with Ukrainians in Geneva, Switzerland a couple of weeks ago. So there are a lot of different American individuals who are trying to secure peace in Ukraine right now.
Yeah, lots of moving parts. I did, however, hear of another attack by Russia on Kyiv over the weekend, correct?
Yes, I mean, the attacks continue. We're hearing actually in the last few minutes from NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, who says that we should not lose sight of Russia's increasingly brutal attacks against Ukraine. People are dying on a regular basis, not just military, but also civilians as well, as a result of Russia's drone and missile strikes across Ukraine, particularly targeting energy infrastructure.
Do you have any more details at all, Jonathan, on the points? I know it was a 28-point plan, then it was a 21-point plan. I mean, it keeps getting whittled down here because initially everybody felt it somehow favored Russia. Is that a little more balanced at this point?
I think the Ukrainians and their European allies hope and certainly believe that it is. That initial 28-point plan was described by Ukraine and leaders in Europe as being overly weighted towards Russian demands. Some describe it as a Russian wish list. And that led to, I suppose, emergency panicked meetings involving these European leaders and the Secretary of State heading to Geneva to thrash it out with the Ukrainians. And they came out with a very different looking plan. How different? We don't know exactly. because this is happening with an awful lot of secrecy and sensitivity around it. But it would appear as though the Ukrainians are happier. But of course, if they're being asked to make territorial concessions, as it appears they are, then that will be very painful for them.
Well, and that's what I'm interested to see, how this whole thing plays out, because I think it was Zelensky's former chief of staff and chief negotiator who has since resigned. But he was the one who came out and said, look, if there's some sort of a requirement for us to give up land, we're not going to sign that document.
Partly because the proposals have not just asked Ukraine to give up a claim to land that Russia has taken since the start of the full-scale invasion, but also give up territory which Ukraine still controls. That is something that the Ukrainian government has for a long time said that they will never do. And that's why Volodymyr Zelensky says the territorial issue is the most difficult element of the peace deal. Other difficult elements include making sure that Russia can't attack Ukraine again, and that could come in the form of some sort of security guarantee. But on the front line, Russian forces clearly putting Ukrainian forces under immense pressure.
Yeah, very true. Jonathan Savage, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Jonathan Savage there with Fox News Radio. Just want to get, there's not a timeline on this, but at least they're talking, which they didn't do for 4 years under Biden.
Yeah, I mean, it's a step in the right direction. I just go back to the example of Hamas and this peace agreement with Israel. And yes, they can sign the agreement, but does that really mean anything? When you're working with some of these groups, when you're working with Putin, when you're working with Hamas, I'm not saying they're the exact same, but I just don't see either of them really sticking to whatever they agreed to.
Maybe not. We've seen a few cracks in that so far, but the bringing all of the other Arab states into it was the key to that one, right? So in this case, if he can get Zelensky and the other European nations to sign on to some sort of framework, then you have a more orchestrated front, I guess. They're not going to be a member of NATO, it doesn't look like. But then you've at least got everybody in Europe agreeing that this is the way to move forward. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know that you trust Putin or not. But the only thing he respects is strength. That's for sure. We know that. The other big story that's developing today is the story regarding the bombing of the drug boat. If you've been following this or not, this boat was hit, but it wasn't sunk. There were apparently a couple of people on the boat that survived the initial blast, and then there were media reports that the Hegseth sent a second strike so there would be no survivors. And that's been disputed by the White House this morning. The president said that he would not have ordered that. Hegseth says he didn't order it. But it's not just you've got the left in this country trying to claim there was a war crime here, which is ridiculous, number one. I thought Badia Unger Sargon hit the nail on the head this morning. She said this is something that, first of all, they're lying about. The media report that was initially on this, I think it was the Washington Post, was very clear in what it said, and the other media outlets have kind of been twisting that. Listen to her take on this, because I thought she probably explained it as well as anyone I've heard so far.
It is the Secretary of State's right to determine who is a terrorist and who isn't. The Secretary of State answers to the executive branch. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has determined that these boats are carrying terrorists, which makes the attacks on them legal. And the only question is whether that boat was disabled or whether it was destroyed. If it was destroyed, how were there still live people clinging to it? And if it was only disabled, let me just finish the point, then it was still a threat, meaning it was still a legitimate target. So I'm very confused. And by the way, I've spoken to a lot of veterans today who are also very confused by all of this bipartisan outrage.
Yeah, thank you. If there was enough of the boat left for these guys to still be clinging to it, then it's possible they could have recovered some of the drugs and continued to deliver them. But the left has found an issue they think they can hammer Donald Trump on and Pete Hegseth, who they don't like, and they want to try to take advantage of that. That's all that's going on here. It's much ado about nothing is what it is. It's not a war crime. They have every right to target these boats. They're going to continue targeting them. And in most of the cases, everybody dies with the first strike. And yes, they've been complaining about that too, but they know that it's legal and there's nothing they can do about it. It's just a lot of wind out of Washington, D.C. All right, quick break here. We're going to get to Todd Pyro, host of Fox & Friends First. Bottom of the hour, my buddy Mark Walters joins us on 2A Tuesday. Guess what? Not a surprise. State of Virginia flipped in that special election the other day. They're already talking about new gun control measures. We'll talk that over with Mark Walters at 7:37. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
While he's waiting for the nor'easter to hit this morning, it is everyone's favorite friend on Fox and Friends First. It is Todd Pyro.
Isn't that what you say to all the friends? Like, I know you guys have Griff on, and you're probably blowing smoke up his you-know-what, saying the same thing.
Now, really, I just said our favorite friend on Fox and Friends First, so it's really just between you and Carly.
So, literally, you're pitting my esteemed co-anchor, the lovely and talented Carly Shimkus, against me? Is that the crap that you guys are trying to pull there in St. Louis?
Well, of course not, Todd. We've invited Carly, and we can't get her, so we've got you. We're happy to have you.
Okay. Beautifully said. You're the backup, Pyro. You're the backup.
You know we're kidding.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Oh, yes. What sure. That week is over, and what a relief. Wait, it was what? A busy week here.
Interesting. maybe I celebrate a different Thanksgiving. It's not my favorite. I'm definitely Christmas, so I kind of like the fact that we've turned here.
Yes.
But
congrats on getting your tree up without getting hurt. I saw that picture.
Every flipping year. My wife says, you just like putting this tree up because you like the sympathy you get online. I was like, that's not the case. I legitimately am scared I'm going to fall, because the problem is I need to put the ladder at an angle that is about 4 degrees. Uh-huh. In an ideal world, it would be about 30 degrees, you know, but it's about 4. So it's basically I'm climbing straight up. I'm going to heaven. One of these days, I'm going to end up in heaven.
How tall is the tree? Is it a fake tree?
It's a fake tree that we put up on our... Okay. It's not our main tree.
Okay.
It's just like an ornamental tree in the window. But in order to get it up there, I go up there and then I dust, you know, my annual dust up there on that ledge.
Yes.
And one of these days, I'm going to die. Yeah, I'm not going to make it. I'm telling you.
Well, we're glad you're in good health this morning, Todd. No doubt. Oh, I see it now. Ethan's showing me a picture of you. Yeah, that's way up there. Holy cow.
Oh, it's up there, baby.
Yeah, well, I didn't do any climbing this year because of my broken ribs. I paid somebody to put my Christmas lights up.
Smart.
I had
to. That's going
to
be me soon.
It's not worth it. You know, speaking of health, I saw you guys covered. You had Concha on this morning covering this Trump health report and the backlash from the White House. He had an MRI. He's 78 years old. 79 years old. Yeah. I mean, come on. I don't know how you can look at this guy and the hours he keeps and the energy level. And honestly, some of these folks are going on TV, these commentators, claiming there must be something wrong and they're hiding something.
That's what I don't understand. Like, I don't agree with it in any way, shape, or form. But I can understand they're rounding up my gardener. I don't like it. Attack on policy.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. That's not what they're doing, but I can at least understand that because optics sometimes can be that. Here, the optics are completely against you. Like, did you see any of the trips overseas? Where he then followed up a trip overseas, which was grueling, by the way, with, hey, let's hand out Halloween candy. I was so tired after taking a nap on Halloween that I shut down Halloween candy at 7:30 on that Friday night and said, all right, close it up. And I'm a 47-year-old. I'm not a 79-year-old. So that's what confuses me about this. It's almost like they're saying, well, they attacked our guy, Joe Biden, for being sleepy. We're going to attack their guy, Donald Trump. The difference is Joe Biden was certifiably a walking corpse.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Wasn't it Jasmine Crockett who was saying how she could just tell that he was really losing it and that he wasn't even really fit to be in office
Crockett?
Anymore? I thought it was Crockett.
Yes, Dr. Jasmine Crockett.
The official diagnosis.
I mean, that's why I don't understand this line of attack. And I think to a certain extent, this line of attack helps Republicans because the proof, like the Republicans don't need to explain anything. Because usually when you're explaining, you're losing. Republicans just need to say, tape, watch the tape, you decide. And he's sitting there like dancing and he's golfing. He's sinking a chip that I could never sink on my best golf day.
Right.
And the trip's overseas. So I think this is helpful for if Democrats want to go down here and sort of divert their attention from the economy. Great. You know, I think that helps Republicans.
Yeah. How many times have you been beaten at golf by a 79-year-old? Right.
Well, I'm really bad at golf, so it could happen often, early and often. But I mean, that's the point. He is fine. The stats came back. For some reason, despite the fact that he eats a diet full of McDonald's, his intestinal area is good, which I don't quite understand, but God bless him.
It works for him. It's like the person that lives to 100 smoking a pack a day, right, and drinking their whole life. And they tell the rest of us we're going to die if we do that.
They're the exception to the rule.
I know,
and that's the
I
thing.
Know.
We look at people like that and we think, well, if they can do it, then we can do it too.
Well, with Trump, he's doing it. He doesn't drink anything, but he eats McDonald's all the time.
Did he really have a button that you could, like, to get soda? What's his soda that he always drinks?
Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That actually is a thing?
100%.
Yep. I want a Diet Coke. Bring it to me.
Can we get one of those? I don't want Diet Coke. Maybe like coffee or something. Just get a button in the studio and it just arrives.
I mean, you talk to people. I know a guy named Mark Cox.
Oh,
yeah. We'll get you fixed up. Don't you worry.
Perfect. You mean Mark goes and gets the coffee for us?
That's what it would be. There's no extra money in the budget for that stuff. Pyro, we're not at network. Thank you, though.
Yeah, we work at Fox. We're pretty buttoned up here. That's the reason we have such good profit margins.
That's true.
We're not doing stupid things like installing buttons in offices for Coke. Now, I mean, he's the president. He can do that. I'm merely the 5 a.m. anchor. And for you guys, I'm merely the 4 a.m. anchor.
Hunter Biden had a good
button. This is when we know we've worked together long enough, Mark. I was thinking of the same joke that Hunter Biden had a button for Coke,
thank
but
you,
a different
you
type of Coke.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Different
Coke.
Same cute.
Sense of
you
humor.
Guys are cute together. I love it.
Thanks, Todd. Be careful with that nor'easter up there.
We're going to get like a few puddles, but
good.
I'll be fine.
Well, when that happens here, we still don't know how to drive.
No, it's a mess.
Mayhem.
Just mayhem.
Have a great one.
All right.
Boys and girls.
We'll see you. Todd Pyro there, host of Fox and Friends First. Our favorite Fox and Friends First host that we're able to get on the air. Just kidding. We've had Carly on a time or two over the years. She's fantastic. Yeah, she is. In fact, you interviewed her about her first child.
They're Easton a day apart.
And her child are a day apart, I think. Yeah, for sure. All right, coming up, we'll get to Mark Walters, 2A Tuesday, host of Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the new gun laws they're already trotting out in one big blue state.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Democrats in Virginia not only took back their governor's mansion and their attorney general's office, they also expanded their majorities in Virginia's legislature, known as the General Assembly. And the newly elected leaders promised gun control. And while we do not yet know how far they'll try to take things, such as bans on semi-automatic firearms or regulating magazine capacities, they've already filed some bills. One called Senate Bill 27 takes aim at the firearms industry, intended to make it easy to successfully sue firearms manufacturers.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Yeah, elections have consequences. That's, of course, we covered the election there in the state of Virginia, where they, for some reason, elected an attorney general who threatened to kill Republicans. That had no the voters there had no qualms about electing a guy who had threatened to kill in a tweet, or maybe not threatened to kill is the right word, wished that a leading Republican would be murdered along with his family. And they elected him anyway, so he's the Attorney General of Virginia. They elected a gubernatorial candidate. Remember Barack Obama said a few years ago, you got to go and you got to vote for the black woman, when it was Kamala Harris. And this time he went to Virginia and said, don't vote for the black woman, vote for the white woman. So they elected a crazy lefty to be the governor in the state of Virginia instead of Winsome Sears. And now they also increased their number of House and Senate Democrats in the state of Virginia. So in the state legislature. So now they're pushing gun control. Elections have consequences. And unfortunately, we haven't had a quick enough reaction from the Supreme Court yet to tamp down some of these ridiculous local laws, like the one in Illinois, for example, on the assault weapons situation. So I don't know. We're waiting on our friend Mark Walters, who we had scheduled on this morning and can't seem to get a hold of him. Maybe he's outside changing his wife's tire. That did happen one time.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I know.
Yeah.
He left his phone inside, went outside, and I hope all is well there with Mark. Hopefully we'll get to him here at some point and see what's going on there.
Well, you were talking about how elections have consequences,
yep.
And I was thinking about the special election happening right now in Tennessee with they call her the AOC of Tennessee, and surely she would not be in support of the Second Amendment or really any right probably in the Constitution.
Are you talking about the one that wants to defund the police?
Yes.
And hates Nashville?
Hates Nashville, hates everything about Nashville, and has tried to flip-flop on that. The woman
is... Oh, I'm sure she's anti-gun.
Off her rocker.
Right? She's probably going to lose, but it is a cautionary tale for Republicans that that race is as close as it is, because they have a special election down there. I think it was Mark Green who
yep.
resigned from the House, and they're having a special election to replace him. And this crazy Looney Tunes, Afton Bann is her name, A-F-T-Y-N, I've never seen Afton spelled that way, is the one who's been on camera saying she hates Nashville, she hates the tourists, she hates the bridesmaids, she hates everything about Nashville, but now she wants to be the $180,000 a year elected congressperson for that area that represents Nashville.
People might just be dumb enough to vote for her. The
Maybe.
Same people who elected Zohran Mamdani in New York City.
That's true. Looks like we've got our friend Mark Walters on the phone now. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Mark. Hold on a second. Kim, I've missed you.
Thanks. Aww. I missed you, too. Glad to be back.
Welcome back, and congratulations.
Thank you.
How nice. You know, leading into you here, I played the soundbite from a news report out of Virginia, where mm-hmm. they were talking about the fact that the Dems took back that they added seats in the House and Senate and the legislature. They added the governorship, obviously the attorney general, and they've already submitted new gun legislation to, among other things, make it easier for people to sue gun manufacturers when some criminal commits a crime.
That's the tip of the spear, and I didn't mean to be rude to you. I just had to say hello to Kim.
No, that's all right.
I said, Kim, did you hear that? Mark, hold on.
Yeah,
Kim,
Mark.
Hi. First things first. I appreciate that.
That's the tip of the spear. What's getting ready to happen in Virginia, every single American needs to pay attention to what's happening in that state right now. Let me give you some numbers. Youngkin vetoed nearly 30 anti-gun bills during his tenure. The Democrats have every single one of them plus queued up to bring right back to the legislative body and to the governor's house, and they're going to do it. They're going to get whatever they want. They added, 13 seats in the House of Delegates, or was it 18? It was one of the two. I forget. I apologize. But it was in the teens. They've got firm control, a little bit tougher in the Senate, one different seat, but it doesn't matter because they're all voting in lockstep. So you're going to see at least 26 gun control bills move through Virginia. That's going to be every ban they can throw at it, waiting periods, whatever they want, they get. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what the Democrat Party wants for you. They are going to Californicate Virginia beginning in less than 1 month.
I like that word.
I do, too, because they absolutely are. And, you know, again, you see this trend across the country. I hope it doesn't continue in the midterms next year, but it scares the hell out of me. Because,
well, it should.
Yeah, it should. People need to understand what these consequences are. You know, I was watching this story and thought of you yesterday. And then, of course, I go to armedamericannews.org and I see the story up there already. A British dude comes to the U.S. Mm-hmm. He comes to the U.S. for the 4th of July. I've got the soundbite. I got to play it. Comes here for the 4th of July. He goes to some American buddy's farm where they're all shooting guns, and they hand him a gun. And they snapped a picture of him holding a shotgun. Now, he looks like as uncomfortable as Barack Obama did when he was caught in that
right.
picture holding a gun one time. And he posts it up on his social media. When he gets back to England, the dude The dude gets arrested for this. Go to cut seven. John Richelieu Booth, please.
I was visited by the police. I offered to show the officer the photo that my friend had sent me via Facebook Messenger with the geotags and everything on it. And he told me that wouldn't be necessary. And then at 10:30, roughly, on the following Sunday, so about 10 days later, he turned up at my door, forced his way in, and dragged me off to the cells. Told me I was being arrested for suspicion of possessing a firearm and also stalking, which was a secondary LinkedIn post, yes.
Mark, that is one of the most frightening things I've ever heard. It makes every American should stand up and thank God that we have a constitution in this country.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I've read those quotes. We've been talking about this story, but that's the first time I've actually heard that in his own words, in his own voice. That's incredible. Look, this is what they want. This is what the thought police do to you. We don't like guns. You have a gun. We don't like you. Guns are bad. Eventually, anyone with a gun is going to do a bad thing.
Right.
So we're only helping you. We're going to stop you now. The guy took a picture in the United States, and that quote goes further. He talks about trying to explain it to them that that's where he was. Did they want to see it? As he said, think about this. This is dystopian. I don't even know what you call this.
They ruined his life. They've damaged his career. His employer, of course, became concerned over this controversy. And then suddenly they dropped all the charges. After they'd done all the damage, the court over there in England dropped all the charges. But they accused him of, in addition to suspicion of owning a weapon, they said those kinds of posts, they warned him, could have a mental impact on anybody who saw it. It could scare them.
It was going to impact their feelings. That's what we were laughing about yesterday. Kim, does it get any more commie than that? Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. It's just ridiculous, too. And I think about it, the same people who want to, like, for example, defund the police or say you shouldn't have a gun. As soon as something happens to them, and I hope that it never would, but if they were to, say, be robbed or something like that, or someone breaks into their home while their family is sleeping, they would be the first ones in line trying to get a gun to protect their family. Or they would be the ones expecting the police to show up when they call 911 when someone is trying to hurt them. But they also, again, think that you shouldn't have a gun or that you should just defund the police and put social workers out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of those people already have their own protection and their own police. They don't have to worry about it like you or I do.
Yep.
Hey, Mark Walters, let me say congratulations. You have been nominated for Top Voices of the Second Amendment category for the Gundy Awards for SHOT show in is that coming up in Vegas? Is that when it is?
That's when they normally hold it. And I would appreciate the if anybody is so inclined to visit thegundies, GUNDIES.com, and vote for yours truly in the top voices of the 2A category. And this is the only time I'll ever request this of you listeners, but I want you to be Democrats for this vote. I want you to vote early, and I want you to vote often. You can vote every single day. So please go in and vote every day and bring all your friends, haul them all in. Just be a Democrat this one time when you vote for your boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But do you have to show an ID to vote?
No, you don't.
Because that would be too much.
You don't, but I'm on the website now. Where I'm going to go vote, and it does ask that you verify your age. They just want to know that you're of 21 years old if you're going to vote, and then that shouldn't be a problem for me here.
Well, some people would find that offensive.
Voting is officially live, so it lets you go through and see the categories and the nominees, and we're going to get on there and vote for you, my friend. Don't you worry.
Going right now.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. Kim, don't forget to do that, and your little one can vote, too.
That's right. All right, I'll let Hudson know.
I mean, we'll figure out a way to make that happen. Democrats do that.
We'll act like we're in Chicago for the day. Don't you worry. Mark Walters, thank you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Welcome home, Kim. Love you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Mark Walters there, a host of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. So the Gundies, GUNDIES.com. You can go there and vote. So I'm still looking for him on here.
When I hear Gundies, I think of the Dundies from The Office.
Yeah. It's under Top Voices of the Second Amendment. I'm not sure how I didn't get nominated for this, but Mark did. So I'm going to go on here and find him and vote for him. Please
do
that.
Cool.
All right. We're going to be back in just a minute. We've got Nick Schroer, we think?
Yeah, we're hoping. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hopefully he's at the airport and he's going to call us in a minute. We're going to get his reaction to it. Took him 5 hours to get home yesterday, and it's just, you probably had the same experience. We'll get to that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Especially MoDOT, because Kim is telling me we have another road closure that just happened. Is that right?
Yeah, this came in on our text line, 314-241-9797. You can text us, let us know how your commute's going. But someone just a couple of minutes ago says both left lanes, both east and westbound, are closed at 370 due to that tractor trailer that jackknifed and went through the median.
Oh, no. All right. So just add that to the problems for this morning. Now, many of you had problems last night, including one Senator Nick Schroer, who I've got on the phone right now. Nick, how are you, my friend?
Well, I put more miles on my car yesterday than I intended. A 30-minute drive took about 5 hours, but we're a little bit better today.
Well, thank God you had a full tank of gas, right?
Well, I ended up having to actually stop after two different routes that MoDOT just could not actually clean. We saw countless wrecks, got stopped in traffic. I had to stop and go fill up a tank again because it was that bad.
If this is the first time this had happened, we could say, okay, somebody screwed up. This happened last year, and we didn't get any good answers as to why.
Well, and it's happened year after year after year, and several of my colleagues even reminded me it's not a Republican governor versus Democrat governor, because this was happening under Jay Nixon. The only thing that's really changed is that the Missouri Supreme Court back in 23 said after that gas tax, which it was ridiculous, I voted against it, MoDOT started using it for different purposes. Instead of fixing roads and bridges and cleaning ice, they started giving raises. So that was litigated. And the Missouri Supreme Court says, yeah, no matter how the strings are attached by the legislature to the money that's given to MoDOT, it doesn't matter. They can spend it however they want. And we've just seen, as of yesterday, there are bigger issues than we all thought of at MoDOT still.
So you were posting on Facebook, I was reading this last night, talking about how change needs to be made, which I totally agree with. And you said you're filing legislation. What would your hope be?
Well, I know one big one that myself, Don Mayhew, was going to be the Senate handler of the bill my first year in, and then the Senate kind of shut down towards the end. But Jim Murphy, he's another one who's been filing this legislation, is to take the power back. And it would be a constitutional amendment. We'd all have to vote on it because of the Supreme Court precedent to allow the legislature to figure out where the strings need to go for the money. Case in point, there's a sound wall that needs to be put out in 364 out in my area. And MoDOT keeps saying, yeah, we've seen the sound studies. We know that it's needed, but we're not going to pay for it. And I said, well, even if we put legislation, you're telling me you're just going to put your hands up and say, yeah, we don't care what strings have been attached to it? Yes. So that's going to be one part of it. But secondly, I think the immunity that's there for MoDOT right now needs to go away. And a lot of people are going to scratch their head saying, well, that's taxpayer dollars. Yeah, they are. But at what cost is a life? And I've talked to several people on my Facebook feed yesterday that said they had a family member either injured or killed in these wrecks yesterday. And we all know most of these cases are going to be where MoDOT says, yep, so sorry, but we're immune.
Well, who's the head of MoDOT? I mean, couldn't some influence be applied there?
Well, yeah, and that's what we're going to try to figure out the start of session. Yes. Have these meetings, bring them into our offices, and try to figure out why is this happening? Because this is a new head of MoDOT that just came in, I want to say 2 years ago, and he's still trying to figure out, you know, where the bathrooms are and where all the money's going. But even the local guys were here last year when MoDOT dropped the ball, and nothing's changed. I think it's gotten worse. So we need to put our heads together. This is a bipartisan issue. It's not just Republicans that were impacted by the traffic and the wrecks yesterday. I saw countless people from even other states that were involved in some of these wrecks. So if we are going to be the pro-growth state and start attracting more people, we've got the crime bill underway. It's going to take a couple of years. We still have to fix the airport, but MoDOT has to be fixed as well, because going into the airport, it's a you-know-what show, and business owners that may think about relocating here, they're going to start thinking twice because of the airport and because of MoDOT.
Yeah. Nick, I've got 1 minute left. I know you're flying out because of an award nomination. What is it?
It is a Scalia Award for reforming government, downsizing government by the American Legislative Exchange Council. Over the past couple of years, big conglomerates, think tanks, Republican think tanks have won this award. Attorney generals have won this award. So we should know tonight if I'm going to be the next recipient of the Scalia Award, hopefully going to be taking that home later this week.
Well, congratulations on the nomination, at least. Senator Nick Schroer, thank you.
Yeah, God bless you all. Have a great week.
Safe travels, my friend. We appreciate that. Yeah, though definitely looks like there may be some pressure applied from Jeff City to get some answers to these road problems we continue to have with a little bit of snow. And it really was a little bit of snow. All right, coming up next, the triumphant return of one Dan Buck, who's had a week off now, and we're going to disturb his sleep pattern again at about 8:20. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.